Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pawleys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pawley. It's March 28, 2007, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, I recently heard about a box that channels spirits that was supposedly invented by Thomas Edison. What do you think of this? Do you think it really works?
Well, Alora, let me put it this way. If this box is giving messages from the afterlife, it would be telling what is going on right now. If it isn't telling what's going on right now, I don't think it's real. Any psychic phenomena should be telling what's going on right now, and if it isn't, I highly doubt that it's anything real. All the spirits in the afterlife are desperately trying to reach out to the living and saying, hey, wake up. If you don't do something pretty soon, you're all going to die. The earth is going to wither up and fade away, and there's going to be nothing left. Wake up, people. Now, if this box isn't giving this message, I don't think it's real. I know that people have been trying to find a device like this ever since electronic communication started. They thought that people were going to be able to communicate with the dead over the telephone. Of course, that didn't work. And they thought radio was going to be the thing, that spirit voices would start coming through the radio. And they did, but nobody listened to them. But that's another story. Everything, Alora, everything people claim is coming from the afterlife should be telling what's going on now, should be telling the crisis we're in. If it isn't real. It's that simple. Any medium that claims that they're in contact with the afterlife and isn't telling what's going on now is a fake. And this thing is a fake if it's not doing it.
That's too bad, Nazarene. But maybe the man who gives the messages from the box to the people wanting the readings isn't telling the whole story.
Well, if he isn't, Alora, he's not of God. That's all I can say. He is not of God.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pawley. They say in the afterlife that laughter is the best medicine. Perhaps the best physicians of all are the famous comedy team of Abbott and Costello. Read our book about them. It's free online at http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/acc.htm. We're back. Nazarene, what would Thomas Edison, who originally developed this box, have to say about this?
Well, Alora, the Wizard of Menlo Park says that he had nothing to do with this. He takes no credit for it. He may have put some components together, and somebody may have played with it, but he never made anything to communicate with the dead. He thought of this. He thought that it might be possible. But he never actually made anything, Alora. Somebody else made this thing, and because they wanted it to be more famous, gave him credit for it. This happens many, many times, Alora, with famous people. They are given credit for things that they had nothing to do with whatsoever. He's not offended by it. It doesn't bother him any. If people want to say he made this thing, and it gives him a kick, and they have fun playing with it, it doesn't bother him at all, as long as they don't take it too seriously and do any harm with it. If people start giving out messages of hate and anger and telling people to hurt people, and this box is telling people to do bad things, then he will not like it at all and go after the person doing it very, very strongly. And he's very powerful. He has a lot of power. He can go after evildoers, and they don't like it when he does. No, Alora, he didn't have anything to do with this. He was given credit for it, but it wasn't his.
Fortunately, no hateful messages right now that I know of, Nazarene. It just gives general answers to people's questions that want readings. Maybe it was Nikola Tesla.
Mr. Tesla says, not a prayer, Alora. I'm not being blamed for this thing. Don't give me credit for it.
We'll be back again.
Thank you.